One, two, three, ho!
Good afternoon, Little Ark Arkansas. This is Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. I am Baba. Dia and Lauren are on the way to the studio. We're going to go ahead and get this show started today. Dia has created a very special playlist for everyone. Today we are very sad. We're in mourning because of the death of Michael K. Williams. For those of you who do not know who Michael K. Williams is, he is the gentleman that has played so many different roles. Starting, he came to prominence on the show The Wire, and he's just played so many other different. I want to say. I really don't know what to say because he kind of changed the standard, because the roles that he plays, including in The Wire, those roles are very outside of the box of the traditional roles, particularly roles for black men that you see in Hollywood. Michael K. Williams, got his wings yesterday, and when we heard about it, first thing that he has said is, we're going to dedicate today's show to him. So, you know, keep it locked in here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. We're going to go ahead and get this show started by the time this first set goes off. Ian will be here in the studio, and she'll be able to really let you know about the playlist that she has created here. J-Stone Vintage Soul, we are dedicating the show to the love and memory of Michael K. Williams.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk a straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he'll save your soul. You gotta keep the devil down in the hole. Got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. You gotta keep the devil. Yeah.
All the way,
love the game you're in it, and you were so proud of it. Someone you can depend on, someone you can rely on. No matter what you say, you won't come back.
You are listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. That was No Good to Cry by the Moving Sidewalks. And that was from the soundtrack of Hap and Leonard. One Man. Of the songs from Hap and Leonard. And we can briefly talk about these because we don't have a lot of time. But if you're just now listening and you're just now tuning in, we are doing a special dedication of love and a rest in love dedication to Michael K. Williams, who passed away yesterday due to a drug overdose, reported drug overdose. And I don't know if it was an overdose, but I do know that it was reported that drugs were involved. It could have been a reaction. I'm not really sure. I don't know all of the details yet because it's been really hard.
Yeah.
To focus in on this because he was one of my most favorite actors. And
the thing is, and I just have to break in here. Mm-hmm. Before we went to the music break, you talked about Omar not being the soul thing that he did. He was so much. And then when you just brought up Hap,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hap, I loved his character.
Michael was Leonard. Right.
Leonard. Excuse me. I apologize.
And so, you know, the role of Michael K. Williams was his friend was an activist, 60 activist, and an ex-con. When he returned home to the Deep South, he joined in these. Still being the activist, these adventures with his pretty much childhood friend, who was Leonard. And Leonard had gone off to Vietnam and he was a war vet, but he was also the only gay and black man in this town. And so they had these great adventures together. And if you ever get a chance to watch Hap and Leonard, it's nothing like I thought it would be. I was so surprised at how great of a storyline that they made these different series. So if you get a chance to watch it, please watch it. It's It's a great series, and it actually started. It was released in 2016. The last show was 2018, and during the summer of resistance. Yeah, 2020, we binge watched it because it was like it had just come on, you know, TV. And so, like everyone else, we were at home watching this show. So, and then before that, you were listening to Betsy Smith, Blackwater Blues. Yeah, Blackwater Blues by Betsy Smith. And in Betsy Smith, that aired in 2015. Michael K. Williams played Jake G, who was Bessie Smith's husband. Mm-hmm. And he played that role.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was good. And you know, she was mentored by Ma Rainey. And so her career kind of flipped, you know, went up after she was mentored by Ma Rainey for a little while. And but yeah, it was a great story. Again, if you get a chance, watch the story of Bessie Smith with Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah played mm-hmm. Bessie Smith. And then before that, Way Down in the Hole, what we started with, which that particular version is by the Blind Boys of Alabama, and the same one you heard on The Wire.
The Wire.
And of course, we talked about him playing Omar was kind of a thug, and I won't even say kind of. He really was. He wasn't a quote unquote kingpin. He was just out there doing. Like, what would you call
him? No, but that's the surface. Yeah. That's the surface. The thing is out of all the characters on there, mm-hmm. he was the one that was the most vulnerable and had the most humanity and showed the most love.
Mm.
But he was the thug.
But he was thuggish.
That he went out. He went out after all the drug dealers.
Yeah, he did. He was one of those. I can't even really describe his. He was more like vigilante in a way. Yeah. You know, he marched his own, you know, drum and beat, and he didn't, you know, mm-hmm. him and his couple of people were doing their thing. But yeah, you are listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KBF 88.3, The Voice of the People. We're going to keep it going in our Rest in Love set for actor, humanitarian Michael K. Williams.
Anything just to keep her free from the hustle of the streets. Ooh, she left the church a long time ago. Said they couldn't teach what they did not know. That's when she lost her virginity. And now she's pimping every motto. She do that thing. She says it's always been that way.
Always been that.
Jump back, Jack. You might be next if you try to cut Mama's cake.
What the deal, Daddy?
And ask her what the deal is.
This is what she said.
She really needs to get back to the truth of who we are before we go astray.
go astray.
Ask her what the deal is.
What the deal, Danny?
This is what she'll say. Born to die, born to die. If you ain't living right, you're sure born to die. Look out, get you, get you.
She gets you
so high, so high. They said nothing good happens after midnight.
Get you, get you.
So high.
Wave hello to my shadow, darkness.
is my protection. No, I never need it more. We can go to battle right below my friend. There's blood on the gravel. Still beside you in the end. I gotta get away now. I just seen hell, they can't hear me yell. Every time I lay down, hope I'm alright, hope I'm alright. There's nothing I can say now. Hope I'm alright, hope I'm alright. I'm going for my little obsession. Way below to my shadow. Darkness, my protection. No, I never need it more. Go to battle, wave hello my friend. There's blood on the gravel, still beside you in the end.
You are listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people. And we welcome you back. If you're just now tuning in, we are playing a Rest in Love compilation for the late
sadly late
Michael K. Williams, who passed away yesterday. And and it was reported due to they say drugs were involved, but I don't know if it was overdose, so I can't really speak to that. But
that's what they're speculating. Right. And his most recent role, mm-hmm. that he was playing in most recently, he said that role drove him back to drugs.
Yeah, he had an ongoing battle with it, and was really I'd watched. He was on a talk show, and I forget the sister's name, but yeah, she was talking to him, and he was talking about his struggle with drug addiction, mm-hmm. and trying, you know, coping and things like that. And he was talking about how Lovecraft Country was the show that made him
took him back there.
No, that kind of made him see how he. Well, he started getting counseling for sure. Okay. Because that's pretty deep.
Yeah. And we all need counseling.
Pretty deep. I mean, Lovecraft Country, if you've seen it, it deals with, it's a sci-fi Afrofuturistic film.
Yeah, you, I like the
coming,
way you
coming
that.
From a book, but made into a film. But it also has historical context in it.
Some deep historical,
very
context.
Deep and true, you know, historical context. Text dealing with racism and other isms, and them having to sort of live through that in a very different way. That was. Depicted with the sci-fi and Afrofuturism lens, but and we'll get a little bit into that. The song you were listening to was by, hold on, his name is
Amir.
Yeah,
is it Obey or
Obey?
Obey.
Obey. Amir Obey, and it was Shadow. Was the name of it, and it was from you know, when they score the music. And you know that Rafael Sadiq was a part of the musical.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, he was with a team of folks, but he was like the lead person, one of the lead people.
That's probably why it was so good.
Yeah,
because You know, the thing is when you're watching a TV show or a movie, if the music moves you, you get that much more involved in the movie.
Absolutely. So this was one of this was a compilation that they put together, like one of the scores. And he played Montrose Freeman, who was he was Atticus Black's father, who was the main character.
Yeah.
And that was played by Jonathan Majors.
Yes.
And so he played his father in Lovecraft Country. And that song was from that soundtrack. And then before that, you were listening to
Moon River.
Moon River by Frank Ocean. And that was from that was from When They See Us. And
Go ahead. No, I was just saying it was just announced last week that Dr. Youssef, one of the exonerated five, is actually running for Congress.
That is wonderful.
For Harlem.
That is
so
wonderful.
I just wanted to put that out there. I really appreciate that. Yeah. He talked about all the counseling that he needed, and he was able to get all that counseling and then come back a whole person, and now he's able to do what he's doing.
Yeah. So he played the father, Bobby McCray. He played Bobby McCray, father of Anthony McCray.
Yes.
And so he played that role in When They See Us. And So that's again, are some of the soundtrack, some of the music that we pulled from the soundtracks that actor and one of our favorite people roles. And so we're going to keep it going with a few more songs before we get out of here. You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul on KBF 88.3, The Voice of the People.
There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my Q. Rest in peace, baby. You still here with me? What they don't know is the war, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken muffins. Too often, the problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem. The hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bends, the fight, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes. The jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave them the slugs, the one that put them in me. The snakes, the grass, too long to see the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride, a cloth. The greens, the boots, the yard, you caught. The fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that's locked, the 1 hour that's not. The silence, the dark, the mind, so fragile. At the streets, where they took you, when they had you. The days, the months, the years, despair. One night, on my knees, here it comes, the prayer.
summer. I feel like summer. I feel like summer.
Like Summer by Childish Gambino, and you're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Before you celebrating the life,
yeah, we are doing a rest in love dedication to Michael K. Williams, who passed away yesterday due to some drug complications, reported. So we send out our love to his family and to you, who whoever you are who loved him just as we loved him as an actor and a person, a human on this rock that we live on.
Third rock from the sun.
Yeah. So before this particular song, Feels Like Summer, you were listening to DMX. They don't know who we be.
But where does Feels Like Summer come from?
That's Childish Gambino. I said
no. I'm talking about as far as Michael K. Williams. What movie?
It doesn't. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to play this song because I have a few songs embedded in here that have nothing to do with his being on a show or on a soundtrack. And this one is pretty much just talking about it's hot. And this is, you know, it not just hot heat hot, but just it's hot, like that there's things that are going on that is causing, you know how in the summertime we get a lot of heightened emotion happens and things happen.
You always have a method.
And so this going back to the song Feels Like Summer, it sounded it has a Marvin Gaye-ish sound to it. I can hear in there, like, you know, on What's Going On.
Mm-hmm.
and he was making the sounds in the background and everything. This is kind of what Childish Gambino was doing, which I really love, and it made me go back to that song. But before that, you were listening to They Don't Know Who We Be by DMX, and you know, that's the anthem for pretty much everybody who loves DMX. But
who we William, recently lost too.
We recently lost him in April 9th to be exact, and he was also in his 50s. He was 50 years old. Michael K. Williams was 54, but oddly enough, and not even oddly, because they both came from New York, so I'm sure they knew one another in some settings and things. But when DMX passed, he did a dedication rendition of his song as DMX.
He
paid homage to DMX and so I wanted to make sure that, you know, this particular song was in it. It's one of my favorite songs by DMX, because they really don't know who we be.
They don't know. Pops, so, they don't know who we be, do they?
And so, we just want to, again, send love, and you know, we're going to head out of here. This is our last song for today, and we want you to stay locked in, because we got Big Griff in the studio. Our pops is here in the studio with us, waiting and wringing his hands right now and making fun of me.
You know how the Olympic athletes, they put the chalk on,
ready. Yeah, he getting ready.
He in the corner getting ready.
He getting ready. So if you love the blues, you already know what's coming. 2 hours of power. And so, you know, we have some humor going, but there is definitely some collective sadness happening over his life being like taken in a way that, you know,
we couldn't have prepared for.
We couldn't have prepared for, and I really wish there was something that, and Papa saying there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's just so sensitive when it comes to substances and things like that. You can't. Yeah, Pop saying you can't. it definitely is. Yeah. And so, just again, sending love. Find your Sesame Street wherever you are. And for those who are incarcerated or formerly incarcerated, we send you love, peace, and we just want to say that we appreciate and we love all of you. Stay strong, be kind, and we'll see you next time.